Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
And you're welcome back. And I want to go now to Roberta Crangle. Good afternoon, Roberta.
Hello.
Roberta, tell me about your sister, Melissa.
It's actually her birthday today. She's 31 and she's in residential care. So we haven't seen her since early March. We've kind of been able to go down now and again to the garden kind of and see her that way. But we get 30 minutes to see her, but it's very distressing for her then, obviously, when we're leaving.
Does she understand what's going on, Roberta?
She understands a bit about the COVID, but she doesn't understand why she can't come home or why she can't, you know, stay, see her family and stuff.
And would she normally have been in and out of the care? Would she have come home for weekends? Or?
Oh, yeah, she comes home every weekend and she comes home holidays and stuff.
So this is the first time she's been...
This is the first time, yeah.
So this must be very difficult for all of you, is it?
It is. It's distressing, obviously, for all of us, but it's more distressing for Melissa. She's finding it really tough, but it's at least we're all safe. So that's the way you look at it too. Everybody's safe, and that's what it's all about: keeping us safe at the same time too.
It is, of course.
And
as you say, today is a special day.
Today is a very special day. It's her birthday today. Mm-hmm. And we really did think that we would have her home today. But we've been told it could be another couple of weeks before she's actually out come home, you know, for the evening, for the weekend or for a night. But I actually set up a post on Facebook last week, just seeing if people, she's a big fan of Westlife and Mrs. Brown's Boys. So I just asked people, would they like to send her a card just to make her feel special today and send her some love. And I've had so many amazing people messaging me that I don't even know, and I can't thank them enough. But I ended up getting 3 videos from the guys from Westlife. So I'm missing 2.
So who have you got?
I have Brian, I have Shane, and I have Shane. I'm missing Mark and Nikki.
Oh, so you've got Cian.
I've got Cian. That's the name. Tongue tied. I got there.
So you've got the full panel, even the original Westlife lineup. You've got Brian McFadden as well, have you?
In her eyes, they're all original. They're all Westlife, regardless whether Brian's there or not, you know?
She doesn't differentiate. She's
not at all. She doesn't differentiate at all.
So they all responded to your social media requests and came back with a video and actually made videos for Melissa.
They actually made videos. Obviously the post was shared and I had gone onto Twitter and Instagram and stuff, just looking to see if we could get even a card from them. And I got messages from people who knew these people. And I spent most of the week kind of breaking into tears with how good people have been. Sometimes it's been 10:30, 11 o'clock at night when a message comes through and it's another video, which is amazing. And I know it's going to actually just make her day. You know, it'll distract the situation from her. She'll be smiling.
She'll be smiling. Well, she might be smiling even more now, because take a listen to this, Roberta.
Hello. Hi, Melissa. It's Mark Field here from Westlife. And this is a message to say happy, happy birthday to you. I know it's your 31st birthday and I know you're a big fan of Westlife. So thank you very, very much for all your support through the years. I hope to see you at a Westlife concert next year. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll see you there. And until then, have a fantastic day. Once again, happy birthday, Melissa. We love you very much and we'll see you soon. Take care. Bye bye.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I actually can't, because, you know, I'm delighted with what we got. Mark is her absolute favourite. He's the handsome man, by the way. In Melissa's eyes, he's the handsome man. Sorry to the rest of them, but that's her.
Well, you might have to say more sorry now, because you have Brian, you have Keane, you have Mark, you have Shane. You still have no Nikki.
Still have no Nikki. I'm hounding Nikki everywhere.
Nikki Byrne, good afternoon to you.
Okay, Katie, how are you?
I say you're sick of my name, Nikki.
not at all. Well, listen, that's the handsome one. You got him.
No, you're not the handsome one. Sorry, Mark's the handsome one.
don't take that personally now, Nikki.
No, don't take it personally.
Listen, it's great to hear that you got Brian as well, because now I'm on to talk about the Civil War in Westlife as well.
Nikki, well, listen, you have a message for Melissa.
Of course, I'd love to say a happy birthday. I've also recorded a video for her as well, so I've sent that on to the guys and they can get that on to you as well. But listen, I want to say a big, big happy birthday. And she's more than welcome. You're all more than welcome to come down and see our show in Park of Cleve next year, which has been rescheduled till, I think it's the 27th and 28th of August next year. So come down as my guest and you can meet all the lads and say a proper hello, if that's okay.
You just have to ruin my makeup again, you know?
would you like that?
Oh, would she what? Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. She will.
That
I'm
is
all emotional now.
That's well, fair play to you, Nikki. That's a lovely, lovely gesture.
It'll be our pleasure. And we can obviously get photographs and we can sign some stuff and some posters. She can sit back and enjoy the show as well, you know. So hopefully, you know, the world will become a little bit more normal again. And next year, everybody will be going back to concerts and we can make a fuss over.
Please God, we all get back to normal soon. I can't thank you enough, Nikki.
Yeah, and we can't thank you enough either. Nikki Byrne, many, many thanks for that. And Mark and Keane and Shane and Brian and all the Westlife gang and Roberta, many thanks. And we come back to us and let us know how Melissa responded when you told her all of this.
I have put a video together with family and stuff as well. So we've a few cutouts and stuff for her as well. So we actually got one of Mark done. So I will record it. I will send it into you.
Brilliant. Listen, okay. Best of luck and happy birthday, Melissa, if you're out there, if you listen to us. Have a fantastic 34th birthday and you have a fantastic treat on the way next year where you're actually going to get to meet all the lads in person. We'll take a break there. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.